time to speak to Merritt.
Hi, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Hello, Merritt.
I have two separate questions, one for me and one for my husband. Mm-hmm. This last week, I hit my arm and went and had it checked to make sure I didn't break it, but I sprained it really good. And I'm having troubles with the inflammation. It won't seem to go down. Mm-hmm. And I don't do well with ibuprofen, so I don't want to take that.
I wouldn't either,
ma'am. What do you suggest natural-wise I can take or something else?
Well, a couple things. Anytime we whack ourselves.
I do magnesium oil.
Good. Anytime we whack ourselves, and that's a good thought. I'm not putting it down. We should pay attention to the study done on boxers who whack each other a whole lot. And what they did was they whacked each other a whole big bunch, and then everybody, after their thorough whacking, started applying DMSO to wherever they got whacked. And what was found is that the healing time was significantly better in the ones who used DMSO compared to the ones who didn't. Now, I know DMSO is smelly, so some company out there has rescued us all from that by making a gel of DMSO rather than a liquid, and it's 70% DMSO, which is what Dr. Stanley Jacobs says is necessary to be effective, and 30% aloe vera, which is nice and gentle and healing. And so you could just rub that in, ma'am, and
it
heals
faster.
Yeah,
I got the DMSO.
There you go. There you go. So that would be one thing if you're not doing already. I bet you are. But if you're not, I would definitely be doing that.
Yeah, it tastes nasty, too.
I know. That's why the gel, the aloe gel with the DMSO, many people are finding preferable, especially for rubbing onto the body.
Okay. Now, I'm calling also for my husband. And I told him that he had to call himself, but he didn't get home in time for your show to be over. So he has... He has ringing in his ears that he's had for the past 30 years from working for the military. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, about 3 months ago, he started complaining that his ear was plugged. And he says it's in, like, the middle ear. It's not on the outside. It's on the inside. And I told him we should go with garlic oil drops for his ear. And he's like, I don't want to do that unless we're positive it will help. So what do you have for a suggestion for ears like that?
Well,
Am I right, should we go oil?
Well, maybe. And here's why maybe. First thing is, somebody needs to look in that ear, whether it's a naturopathic doctor or a medical doctor, it doesn't matter, and see if it's all clogged full of earwax. Because if it happens to be the earwax that's clogging it, then quite obviously that needs cleaning out. But then we need to do the next step, if it's earwax, and prevent it from clogging anymore, which is easily done with sufficient amount of fish oil and the sufficient amount varies from person to person. But unless somebody's looked in there to see if that is, if it is a wax clog, I don't know that the, in fact, I do know.
But wax would be on the outside. He's saying like he feels like there's something, you know, in between his ears, you know, on the other side of the eardrum.
I hear you, ma'am, but wax is not on the outside. Wax, you have to get one of those things called, you have to get in an otoscope and look down the ear canal. You see, the ear canal connects the outside to the eardrum, and that's where all the wax accumulates, and you cannot see it from the outside. You got to get an otoscope and peer down the ear canal.
And do you have any suggestions if it's not wax?
Okay. Not just offhand. Nope, I'd have to ask some more questions and see if I could figure out a reason for this, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because he says sometimes it unplugs and then it replugs right back up again.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes that happens in kids who have a lot of allergies. Does he have allergies?
Except for his wife, you know. He's allergic to me.
Oh, come on now. Only temporarily, from time to time, ma'am.
Otherwise, okay. He's got no problems. He's been the healthy one in the house.
Okay. Just a random question. Did he ever have a strep throat, do you know, in his whole lifetime?
That I'm not sure about.
Okay. Why don't you ask him when he got
home? Because I know you say that strep throat goes with allergies.
Well, here's the thing. This I got from Professor Frank Oskey, who is chair of the Department of Pediatrics at Johns Hopkins, so they can't say it's a quack medical idea. And what he pointed out is if we'd ever had a strep throat, that we're allergic to milk and dairy. And some of the most amazing things have happened when just on the answering that one question, yes, I've told people about Dr. Oski and they've gotten off their milk and dairy. And one of those amazing things is they get unclogged. So anyway, you might ask him that question.
Yeah, I'll check on that one.
Okay, ma'am.
I thank you so much, Dr. Jonathan Wright. You have a nice day.
You too, and I'm sorry I couldn't help you further today.